All right. Good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. Today is Tuesday, March 15th, and boy, stocks are still falling, even though crude oil prices are falling. So what's going on there? We have news from China. They are in lockdown mode, so we'll talk about this. And then, of course, we have the all-important Fed meeting this week. They are releasing their statement tomorrow. And today, we had the producer price index, the PPI. So we'll take a look at this. So as you can see, lots to talk about. And if this is your first time to this channel, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here and it is a little bit overwhelming, don't worry. We have a special video for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, what the heck is happening? I mean, let's actually start with crude oil prices this morning. I mean, yesterday, crude oil already dipped below 100. This morning, it is down another 7% at 95, and yet stocks are plummeting. What the heck?
It's interesting, Marcus. We saw the run up there, and then there was the concern of the impact of energy prices on the economy and inflation, and we got up to $130 a barrel. Now we're trading at $95, $96 a barrel, and like you said, Marcus, that hasn't really had an impact on the market, but this goes back to what we've been talking about this week, and that is the Fed and inflation. And yesterday we saw markets get hit, but tech was leading the way lower. And I think that was the real eye opener there.
Right. Because I mean, right now there's just a variety of things that the markets are focusing on. Of course, there's the Russia-Ukraine war, but I mean, there's no real news from this front. So this is where traders are very quick to shift focus to, wait, there's something with the Fed. And then yesterday, we saw the 10-year yield exploding above 2% this morning, even up at 2.1%. And that's something that we haven't seen in quite a while. Let me switch here to a weekly chart and see when was the last time we saw that. This was in 2019. So, and that's what he said. I mean, right now, traders are focusing on the Fed and the interest rate hikes.
Exactly, because in theory, crude oil dropping by 30 points should make the markets go higher, but we didn't see that. And yesterday, the Dow actually finished flat while the NASDAQ was down 2%. That's all about the 10-year yield and the impact of inflation and interest rates or rising interest rates on tech stocks.
Yeah. By the way, I wish that we could find the clip, but we said that crude oil prices, once they hit 130, that they will quickly retrace to below 100. Dang, we're so good. We called it. Okay, so let's talk about it. So right now, a 99.8% probability that the Fed will announce a rate hike tomorrow of 0.25%. But the question is, okay, how will the Fed react to everything that is going on? Inflation, now the Russia-Ukraine war that is going on, that is driving what aluminum prices, metal prices, commodity prices, sky high. Let's actually take a quick look here at nickel. Is nickel trading again? I mean, after it was they suspended trading. Yeah, look at this, same deal here. I mean, what shoots up comes quickly down. Wow, what a move from 55,000 per kilogram to what, 2,800. That's a 50% retracement. Anyhow, I'm getting distracted here. So back to inflation, right, and the Fed. So, I mean, at this point, it's more of a matter, what will Powell say? How will they continue throughout this year?
Exactly. The Fed will raise rates at the meeting. You know, that's no surprise at this point. The markets are pricing in full or 7/4-point rate hikes this year. And this rate hike would be the first since 2018. So that's pretty much expected. The 7/4-point hikes this year is expected. And it's really going to be about what is the wording, what are the plans, how the Fed will dance around this rising energy issue, because even at $96 a barrel, that's expensive energy compared to what we've seen on top of higher prices elsewhere.
Yeah, now let's look at this, because this morning we had a key inflation report coming out. It is the PPI, the Producer Price Index. Big surprise there. I mean, it was expected to keep rising, but it rose not as fast as everybody was expecting. So is the end of this inflation spiral in sight?
That would be nice to believe, but we're not out of the woods yet. I mean, we did see that PPI rose 0.8% in February, which is lower than the 1% expected. It was also lower than the 1% jump in the previous month. Core prices were actually lower significantly, or they increased by just 0.2%, and the expectation was 0.6%. So that actually was a much lower reading than expected. But gasoline had the biggest impact on rising prices, with 40% of the increase in wholesale goods due to gasoline, which gasoline rose 14.8%. Year over year, PPI is up 10%. So prices are still high, but this, it allowed traders to kind of just cool off just a little bit. It was nice to see that we're still just not seeing numbers increase and increase and increase, although we're not out of the woods.
Yeah. And I mean, talking about price increases, I mean, this is where at some point producers have to pass it on to consumers. And Tesla, probably the most prominent one, they hike prices in the US, and Elon Musk warns of inflation pressures. So, I mean, they raised the prices for the second time in a week by around, 3 to 5%? Kind of crazy.
That's interesting to see such fast back-to-back increases. You think that they would have a better grasp on that. But that just shows the uncertainty in rising prices and how it's impacting companies.
Yeah. Well, and then we also have to talk about a different story. Apple yesterday, I mean, dragging the Dow down 2.6%. That's a fairly big move for Apple. And I mean, you saw what happened, right? I mean, Foxconn basically shut down. Let's talk about that for a moment.
And this is where, you know, not being out of the woods yet comes back into play. The focus on COVID again, it seemed like cases, everything was down, everything was looking good. Everybody wanted that story to be behind us. But there are new lockdowns in China. There were production halts, which included Apple supplier Foxconn, and a statement to CNBC from Foxconn said its factories in the city would remain closed until notified by the government. So China is dealing with its worst virus outbreak since the early days of the pandemic in 2020.
Yeah, and I was curious because you see, this is our chart here in the US, and we know that we had the pandemic, let me see, all time, yes. And then we had the spikes in recent, the Omicron spike. So I was just curious, what does it look like in China? And super interesting. I mean, look at this. They had the spike in the beginning and then almost nothing. A few little spikes if you look at this. But right now, if you're looking here over the last 3 months, this is where it is spiking right now. And this is what China is concerned about. And this is why they're going in full lockdown mode. I just thought it was so interesting how different these charts are here compared to the US.
That is. But it just goes to show that it is a concern for them, and that's why they're trying to curb it real quick.
Right. So looking at the markets, again, for the past, 2 weeks now, we have been focusing on the Russia-Ukraine crisis, the spiking commodity prices, the spiking oil prices, and right now, traders are shifting their focus again to inflation. And then also, that's new right now, possible supply chain issues. Again, this time from China because of the lockdown.
Exactly. And those supply chain issues from China, but even, you know, although it might be minor, I saw that some workers on the coast were refusing to accept Russia based, you know, tankers and products. And so that's all thrown into the mix. So, you know, is it the perfect storm, or has the market already priced in enough of this? We'll have to see. What we do know is that it's creating a lot of volatility.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look back at the VIX, the volatility index, or the fear index, I mean, staying around, staying really solid above 30 here, and just showing this uncertainty here. But then we also have some companies who are just swimming against the trend here. And they, so we had some, let's talk about the airlines. So the airlines actually, surprise, surprise, they got beaten down over the last few days because of the rising oil prices, because they say, well, there's probably less demand. But did you see what pretty much all of the airlines did this morning?
Yeah, this was great because we do have a position in United, both of us, and we can see that United finishing pretty much flat yesterday around $35, but up 6% pre-market, which is nice because Delta, United, and Southwest are all up pre-market with the three airlines raising their revenue outlook, saying that air travel is rebounding from the earlier slump that was induced by the spread of the Omicron variant and that they're recovering from that. So that's positive for sure.
Right. I mean, super interesting, right? On the one hand, China is locking down. On the other hand, the airlines say, well, we were seeing an increase and they are revising their guidance. Crazy. Okay. And then we also had Coupa Software. They reported earnings and oh boy, I mean, they are down 29% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, not looking too good here. The business software company issued weaker than expected full year outlook. They reported better than expected profit and revenue for the quarter, but it's that outlook that has investors concerned.
Yeah. And then tale of two stories. We have GitLab, another software company, GTLB, the ticker, and they are up 15% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, they reported better than expected results for its last quarter and issued better than expected outlook.
Yeah. And then Moderna, mRNA, back in the news. I mean, and this is where over the past few months, really, Moderna coming down from what, $450 to $150. I mean, this is quite a slide here. This morning, a little boost, and also yesterday up 8.5%. This morning, pre-market trading up 4.2%. Do you see what happened there?
This sounds like this is tied to the surge in COVID cases in China's Shenzhen region. So that's what I saw, unless there was something else that I missed there, Marcus.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. And I mean, talking about Chinese stocks, they're just getting hammered. And we've been talking about it, what, since April or May, that we have been saying, stay away from Chinese stocks. I think it was pretty much when they were still trading high all the way up there. And I think that we issued the warning almost a year ago that we say, do not trade Chinese stocks. And look what happened ever since with Baba or JD.com or then recently also Didi, right? I mean, I think Didi, oops, that's the wrong symbol. There we go. So they have been plummeting pretty much all of the Chinese stocks. And we kept saying, stay away from it, stay away from it. There you go, China.
Yeah, I think it was about a year ago, Marcus, because I remember GoTo, G-O-T-U. This was right around when we started to see a lot of volatility priced into this one in March of last year. And as an option seller, it just didn't make sense. And there was too much going on. We started to see some other stocks impacted. And we said, especially with our mastermind group, this is not something we want to trade. This is a ticking time bomb. And it was. I mean, look at that. $100 to $1.40 a share.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's talk about what's happening here in pre-market trading. Because, I mean, the indices, the NASDAQ, we just see the E-mini NASDAQ, trading a little bit higher overnight than during the European session, pretty much plummeting down. But right now, trading higher, looking to a very strong opening, up 1% almost compared to yesterday's close.
Yeah, this is a nice overnight rebound. And we do see there was some movement overnight, nice rally as we get into the U.S. session, and then a positive reaction to PPI data.
So yeah, that's what we see here. This jump up. We also have it in the E-mini S&P as well as in the Dow. So all three major indices here pointing to a higher opening. The Dow up 0.5%, the E-mini S&P up 0.6%, and the Nasdaq up almost 1%. So I mean, with the markets, never a dull moment, right?
Not these days.
Okay, anyhow. Hey, we got to start getting ready here for trading. And I know that you are jumping into our mastermind trading session. And I need to do a few more college visits here with my daughter, Vivian. If you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos that we have popping up here for you. And then we'll see you in the next stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.